welcome to another podcast. The topic this time is sizing of PV systems. And I again have a guest with me, Rüssam Semmerer from Fesan, a German wholesaler for off-grid PV systems. Rüssam, can you introduce yourself to our audience with a few words?
Thank you very much. My name is Rüssam Semmerer. I'm a project sales engineer at company Fesan in Germany, and my background on the solar technology is I started in 2000 year in Eritrea when I was doing my bachelor study, and since then, since 2000, I have been working in Eritrea as a technician and now in Germany as a solar engineer since 10 years.
What have you been doing so far in your, like, what kind of projects? Can you describe your career a bit more?
Yes, so when I started my solar career, I started as a solar technician, and so I would make a small sizing on a solar system. I would take the components and take to the village and install them, and then making a training also for the technicians or for the users of the home system, and doing some maintenance and this kind of things is what I was doing at the beginning of my career. And since I came to Germany, I made my master's in renewable energy, and I joined Fesan Germany in as a sales engineer, and my responsibility now is in making a design and a project sales, preparation of tenders, and supporting the sales team in terms of making sizing, making selection of components. So this is the main activity which I'm currently doing, actually.
Okay, very interesting. That exactly fits to our online course.
I'm glad, yeah.
Yeah, small off-grid systems is exactly the topic we are looking at. So I'm sure it will be very interesting to learn from you.
Yes, I'm happy that.
Talking about design, can you tell us how important is it to have good PV system design? And what is a good design in general?
Very good question, because from the start of any installation of solar system, it's very important to make a good planning and make a good design, a good selection of the different components, and then giving the right instructions. And to do this, you must have a good planning from the beginning, and therefore in terms of collecting the information that you need from the customer, in terms of gathering data on the site of the installation, what is the sunshine like, what is the weather, it is windy or is it rainy, a lot of rainy days in a month. So this kind of information is very important to collect them, make a proper design, and at the end of install it properly. Because in a solar system, when you buy a solar system, you buy the energy, and you have to buy the energy that you need and not what you don't need. So if you don't size it properly, it can be that you buy something that you don't need and therefore you invest too much, or it can be that you buy only less and therefore at one point it will break down because you do not design it properly. So it's like an example: if somebody eats two bread per day, and so you must buy exactly two bread, and so you have to know exactly how much bread he eats per day. But if you don't know this information, and if you buy four bread, he will only use the two breads, and the two breads will be wasted, and so you are wasting your money. Or if you just bring him only one bread, he will not survive because he needs two bread. So it's in this way, it's important to know what is required in terms of energy. You make this exactly by making a survey in the house, and then you design the system so that the batteries, the solar panels, they are exactly suitable for this consumption. So it's very important to actually collect information and make a proper planning and design.
That sounds super difficult for solar. I mean, for bread, you can count and you can go to the shop and buy one. But for solar, you never know how much sun exactly you get. So it must be very difficult to exactly forecast the amount of energy the system will produce, right?
It's actually not that difficult because there are already high quality data which you can find from the internet or from a lot of data sources. How much is that yearly, how much is the monthly, the daily energy data can be produced from the sun. So especially on the solar energy, it's very predictable. And there is precise information on the data, on the different sources, where you can exactly say at this place you will get this much energy per day. Because so this is, maybe you can take around plus minus 10%, 5%, and in your design you can include this, but you can actually design a system and you can predict precisely how much energy you can produce in a certain place. And so how much is required, so how much bread you need, this you can calculate it from the customer, and how much you can produce, you can actually get high quality data, the weather data, and you can actually predict it very precisely.
And if you should say in a percentage, how much effort do you put into the research and data collection? And how much is the actual calculating of components and selecting the components? Which is the major part?
Well, I think depending on the size of the system we are talking about and the complexity of the requirements, it can be both ways. So if in a complex system where you have to check a big building with lots of hundreds of loaders, you have to spend a lot of time to get exactly the breakdown of every component or every load, let's say. And once you have all this information, compile it and put nicely, and then you just sit down, use your tools to make the design. So the design part could be actually lower in this time. But if you have a small solar alarm system, let's say just one household that needs only two lighters or mobile phone charging, this information collecting is very easy. But then you may spend some more time in making the appropriate selection of components, because you have to put price condition, because you have to put the consideration what is the budget level of the customer and what is the requirement of the quality, what is the requirement, everything. And so you may spend some more time, especially in selecting the right components. But in a big complex system, you may spend more time actually collecting data than designing the system.
Okay. And give us a short breakdown. How would you do a design? What are your personal steps? What are you using? Let's say for a smaller off-grid PV system, up to 5 kilowatt peak PV power.
Exactly.
How would you do it?
So this is how I would do it. So the first thing is I would get an inquiry that somebody comes to me that I need a solar alarm system in my house. So the first thing is to sit down with the customer and then ask them what is their requirements actually, what do they need, what do they have in their home. So if I need to travel to the home, I would go to the place and then find out myself what is actually in the house, what are the loads exactly, if there's a light, what is the power of the light, and how many hours they switch it on during the day. I have to find this precisely, because what often happens is if you just ask them and then you just want to expect an answer, you can ask them, okay, how many hours do you need to run the light? They can tell you, okay, I want this 24 hours. So you must be able also to answer to them. They must know it exactly. You must guide them that, okay, do you need to switch it 24 hours a day? You don't. Of course, they need the power for 24 hours, but they don't switch off the light, but they don't switch on the line 24 hours. And so you have to ask them, maybe in the kitchen they need it 3 hours, in a bedroom maybe they need 2 hours, in the salon maybe they need it 5 hours. So you have to help the customer to break down and get the right information exactly. So once I have this, all this information, then I will gather this, take it to my office, and then I use the tools. Okay, I know now the consumption in the house from the information I received from the customer, and then I will use the tools that I have. Okay, what is the solar irradiation in this place? Is it windy? How is the cloudy days? And then I use the tools that I have, for example, a sizing software, or if it's a simple one, I can just use a calculation, and I will determine how much solar panel he needs, how much battery he needs. And I would also know if it's a new house that they don't have anything, then don't need to go to the house. I can just ask them how many lights do you need and how bright should the lights be. So I can select myself, okay, you need this kind of lamp, you need this kind of television or something. So if I have to specify the loads, I just have to ask the customer what he needs. But if the loads are already existing in the house, I have to go myself and check exactly what is the consumption of each loads. And the once I collect this information, I will just make the sizing and I will select the components properly, what are the proper components for this customer, and then I will compile everything and make pricing. So I would start the information collection from the customer, then I would start information collection of the solar irradiation on the site. I will make the sizing with the tools that I have, and then I will select the right components. Once I do this, I will just compile everything and then make a budgetary offer. So this is how I would do it.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. When you're going on site and talking with the customers, are you using some kind of checklist, or how do you prepare for that?
Definitely. So I use a checklist, because depending on the application, you have to ask different questions. So if it's a solar alarm system, I have a checklist which I need to fill for the solar alarm system, because I have to check this, I have to take the checklist with me and then make sure that I have collected all the information, because sometimes you can forget also some information, and so it's very important to have a checklist. And if they need a solar pumping system, for example, which is also often required in villages, and I have a different checklist for the pumping system, because the requirement is quite different from a solar home system. If I need a street lighting, or if I need a system for a hospital, I have different checklists. So I have different types of checklists which are suitable for the application.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Talking about the single components, what is important when selecting the components? Maybe you can talk us through the different components and just tell us the main points that you consider when selecting the modules, the battery, the charge controllers, etc.
Okay, very good. So as you mentioned, the main components of a solar home system are the solar module, which produces actually the energy from the sun, and then you have the battery, which stores the energy which is produced during the day, which can be used later at night when there's no sun. And then there is a charge controller, which is a main controlling unit to control the charging and the discharging of the battery. And you can have an inverter if you have AC loads to convert the DC energy into an AC energy. So these are the main components. So the solar module is important to know because this is the generator of the energy. And so whatever I have a demand from the energy side, for example, if I have a 100 ampere hour of requirement, my solar panel should be able to produce this amount of energy plus the losses in the cable, the losses in the different components. So the solar module is important, and you need to know the energy consumption of the house for this. And then the battery is also important to consider the energy consumption, so how much energy is being produced per day. So all this should be stored in this battery. And also very important is the autonomy days. So autonomy days is how many days do you have in a year where there is no sun? So sometimes it can be rainy day, sometimes it can be cloudy day. So during this cloudy or rainy days, the battery should be able to produce, to be able to deliver the requirement to the loaders. And so how many autonomy days I use, I have to pre-calculate it. Do I need 2 days, 3 days, 4 days? This depends actually on the location. Some places they have a long cloudy days, some places not. So depending on the places, I will decide the autonomy days, and this is important to select the battery size. And also depending on the application. So some applications like a telecom application, for example, you need to pick a bigger autonomy days, maybe 5 days or 6 days, because this thing should work 24/7 and it should not be interrupted. It's very important. But there is also increasing the battery size, there is a risk of also increasing the cost. And so for solar home systems, instead of buying a big battery bank, maybe during the rainy season, during the cloudy season, the customer, they can adjust the loads. Maybe they switch on off some of the lights. So this is to adjust on the budget and on the importance of the application. So this is on the battery. And the inverter is decided by the load. So the inverter is actually not decided by the consumption. It's only how much is the maximum load. Because you can have, for example, a television which is 100 watts. And so the inverter should be able to support this 100 watts. And then you have, so you have to count all the total loads, how many watts you have. And the inverter size should be able to support all the AC loads. So the AC loads will determine the inverter size. And the charger controller size also, it is connected to the module and to the DC loads and to the battery. So it must have the capacity to take all the current which is coming from the solar module, and it must be able to support all the DC loads which are going to the loads. So the charge controller should be able to support the energy that's coming from the module and the energy which is going to the DC loads. Another important is all of them, they should have the same battery voltage. So depending on the size of the system, you can design a 12 volt system, a 24 volt system, or 48 volt system. And so if you have a 24 volt system, so the battery should be 24 volt minimum, and the charge controller should be able for a 24 volt charge controller, and the same for the module and the inverter. So all of them, they must have the same system voltage. So sometimes making a mistake that you select a kind of module which is, let's say, for 12 volt, but your system or the loads are 24 volt, and so in this case it's not compatible. So
the
it's
24 and the 48 then.
Okay. Exactly, or 24 and 48. So you have to make sure that first decide during the design, actually decide what is the system voltage of your system, and then make sure that the module, the battery, the inverter, the charge controller, they comply with the system voltage, but also the DC loads. So these are the main parameters for selecting the different components, I would say.
That's a lot to consider.
Yeah, and definitely.
I think it's quite intimidating for someone who's just starting a career in solar to consider all this, to make no mistakes, to not disappoint the clients. But you work for Fesan, and Fesan is a wholesaler, and they are also supporting projects or doing their own project. Do you support new installers, and do you help installers with the design as well? Is that one of your services?
Yes, exactly. So Fesan is a wholesaler and a system integrator. So which means we integrate a complete solar home system. So we have two sectors. One is a simple distribution of components. So through a catalog or through our online order form, we can provide all components for an off-grid system. Another branch, we have an engineering and systems department, where we make a design, a sizing, take care of a project, and also support the installers or the local partners in making sizing, in making system selection, in making installation preparation, in giving training. So FaceTime is actually a whole system integrator and wholesaler which supports us from a simple distribution of components, but also on handling on complicated design, selecting components and installation, and supporting actually the local partners. So FaceTime works with the local partners mostly, especially during, because we don't do installation ourselves, and but we depend with local partners in Africa and other countries, and we support them in terms of making the design, making the selection during the installation. We can also send our engineers to make an installation supervision or commissioning, and so we can give also on-job training during this. So this kind of support we give to our local partners so they can be able to build their capacity and be independent at some time.
So how would it work if I am a new installer now, let's say in Ethiopia, and I have a first project and I need help? What do I do?
Yeah, so they would just contact FaceTime directly, and then we have a checklist that we send to the installer, and they will fill the company information data, because we work with companies basically and not with end customers. When it comes to projects, of course, we can handle projects separately, but in terms of cooperation, we cooperate with local partners. So this local installer, they will just contact us and just tell us the information, and then depending on what kind of project they are handling, we can ask the requirements and to support them. Mm-hmm. So if they want to take care of a tender or a project and they need a partner, we can be their local partner to support the project in terms of supply and design, and they can be take care of the installation and the logistics part. So that's how we do. Their strengths in the local can before doing the installation, collecting the information in terms of survey and all this, and FaceTime can do the design part, and they can do the supply of the components, and they can also do the support for the installation. So they just need to contact FaceTime, and they tell us their requirement, their project, and we can support them this way.
Okay. Even if I'm just doing very small projects, like 5 kilowatt off-grid, I can still call you and then you would help me?
Definitely. You just need to call us and then tell us what the project is, because we have several partners in many countries, and now every project, maybe it's already, if we are already working on this project, and then we have to tell them, okay, we're already on it, we have another partner. But if this project is new and nobody's working on it that works with us,
so then you have a partner in Ethiopia that's experienced in off-grid, then that partner would maybe help me with my installation. But if I have like a whole new topic, if I'm the first one who wants to do irrigation systems, for example, then you would
exactly
support me directly.
We would support you directly. But another thing is, let's say there's a tender in Ethiopia, let's for example, and maybe we are already working on this tender with another company, let's say with our partner there. Now, if another partner comes that says, I wanted to work with this project, we can tell him, sorry, we are already working with another partner. But if there's a new project that we are not aware of it and we're not working on it, we can already work with him and support him what is needed. So mm-hmm. depending on what type of project, depending on what type of support they need, they can always contact us, and then we will evaluate it, and then we will support them.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What would you recommend newcomers to do for their first project? Like, do you have tips and tricks that you say you would have wanted to have when you started your career that I should definitely consider when getting started?
Yeah, I think it's first is to know that you have the market in your area and there's a demand, which there is anyway in many parts of the world where there is no electricity. And so once you have this, you need a basic knowledge, definitely, especially when you want to be a technician or if you want to make a sizing, you need the basic tools. You don't have to have a degree or study in the university, but the basic things about electricity, DC, about AC. So you have this basic technical knowledge. You can also get a training of week or 2 weeks or something, but you just need this basic knowledge of a solar system. Even if you want to be a salesperson on the solar company, you need some technical knowledge. So I would definitely recommend to make even a basic training on the solar home system if you want to be successful in the design and installation of the solar home system. And once you have this basic knowledge, and then you just learn it as you go on, like with contacting with companies like FaceTime, which have a big experience, but they need a local partners basically. So you can build yourself as you go on from smaller home solar home systems. You can start with installing let's say just a simple solar home system with one lighting, with one mobile phone charging, and from there you take your experience. And the technology is available all the time. It's different technologies available and very easy ones. There's a lot of guidelines which you can read from the internet, or you can ask an experienced engineer in your area. And so you just have to start from a simple system and then take some time to make some training or some reading. But afterwards, it's not a big thing to jump in and make a sizing. And especially when you start designing and sizing, you just have to follow the procedures. If you have a clear procedures, you have a checklist which you need to fulfill, you have the right tools to make a sizing, you collect the right information, you know what information to collect. If you know all this information, how to connect it, and then making a good impression on the design and installation of solar system is not that difficult. So just get the correct information and get the right tools, get the right procedures. If you follow the procedures, then it's not that difficult.
Mm. But I found one aspect quite interesting that you said, build up relationships and talk to FESA and talk to other partners.
Yeah.
So I think that loyalty part, stick to a partner where you know you can get support, ask questions, build up a relationship so that you can rely on getting help when you need help, and that you can always call someone. Select your partners wisely when you are starting.
Exactly. This is very important, because as a local partner, you have your strengths. You know the local market, you know the local conditions, you know the local needs. So even other big companies or experienced companies, they will depend on you also to get this information and to get the right support from you on your land, on your country. And so it's not that because you are just starting, you only need a support, but there are also other companies which will need you later during some kind of project. So it's important to understand there's a partnership is required, and you need a partnership because you have weaknesses, you have strengths. And so you can give your strengths to your partnership, and then from the what you don't know already, you can also get support from the other companies. So it's important to get partnership, it's important to ask questions, it's important to get support. People are ready to support you, especially on renewable energy projects. There are a lot of available material in the internet, there are a lot of people available to support you, because this is not only a business, it's also an environmental issue. It's an issue of lives of people around you, because there are people who doesn't experience any light in their lifetime, and so you want to support them. So there is a lot of support available, not only technically, but even financially. There are a lot of donations available. So if you have a good project, a good proposal that you want to support your community, you can always come up with a proposal, and there are people in the world which will be happy to support you technically, but even financially.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice that you say that. Sounds like a great industry to be in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it has a great satisfaction when working in this kind of project, because it has a direct impact on the community that you live in, and you will see the result immediately.
Mm.
So as a technician, one of the satisfaction that I get is when you install a simple solar home system, which is only maybe one light, you need only one day to install it, but then you see the result immediately, and you see happy family immediately, and this gives you a maximum satisfaction even to continue working on the industry. So it's a very rewarding industry in terms of fulfilling your internal happiness.
Can you remember a project that stands out, where you say that was particularly great, a project that you really enjoyed?
Yeah, so I can quite mention a few of them. Because when I started the installation of solar system, I started in Eritrea, and I know the community where I come from, because I came from this community, and I know villages and people who have never experienced the luxury of a light. And so when I would go from our office in Asmara, I just take one solar panel, one light, and one battery, small batteries. I would carry it all the way to the village. And then the people are very happy. They wanted to see a new technology, a new light. And then they just coming around you, even helping you, supporting you. They prepare tea for you, coffee for you. And then you just feel that they need this technology. And as soon as you install it, they see the light for the first time. And then you see how excited the kids are, how excited the mothers are to see these lights. And so this is one of the things that gives me happiness. And so this is on a system. And another one is solar pumping system. This also a lot of villages, they don't have the clean drinking water. We install quite a lot of these pump systems. So you would go to the village with all the components that you need, and then the whole village is behind you. They are supporting you to dig the trenches for you. And then they will come and bring you something to eat, something to drink. They are even dancing around you. And as soon as you see the water coming from the borehole and then going to the village, and then the women are just getting this water from clean water from just near their home, and then to see the happiness and the satisfaction in the village, it's much rewarding. So this is also one thing that makes me happy about it.
Nice.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
I had a few projects myself where I saw that, in remote areas.
Exactly.
Where people were just so happy. And when you come from a city, you don't appreciate that you have electric light.
Exactly.
It's just there. But then when you've had to have your dinner in the dark for the first time, then you realize
we take it for granted in the cities that we have electricity. But when you have a blackout one night, you can see how your life changes.
True,
but those people, they live in darkness, so without electricity for many, many years. And then when you give them the light for the first time, you see the pleasure. The kids, they started already now too late to study. They can say, okay, now I can study in the evening and I can do my work, because most of in the villages, they need support to the family in the farm. And so they don't really have time also to study. But when they have electricity, they can study at night. So to see them, because when you go to the village, you normally stay one night also in the village with them. And so you just see excited that how they have the opportunity, and then they can study at night. And so they appreciate this very much. And this really leaves an impression in you that you should really continue working on this technology, because it impacts the society that you know very well.
Yeah, true. It's life-changing. Eh?
Yeah, it's life-changing.
But it also comes with a lot of responsibility, because when people, especially in the villages where they don't have much money to spend, and they decide to invest into a solar system because they've heard of the technology, or their neighbor have it and they also want to have it, and they spend all their savings on you basically, and they trust that you build a well-functioning solar system for them. So that's quite a lot of expectations to fulfill. So so there's that responsibility not to waste the money of those people, right?
Exactly. Yeah, this is the importance of also the proper planning and design, because they're trusting on you, because they don't know about the technology. What they need is, they just need light, they just need some electricity. So you have to make sure that whatever they spend, they invest on this, it has to work for many, many years. And so they have to properly design the system. You have to properly select the components that they last longer. And very important, after you do the installation, you have to teach them exactly what they should do and what they shouldn't do. So this is very important. If you just, even if after designing it properly, after installing properly, if you just leave it there and they don't know how to handle it, then because sometimes they think, okay, as long as there is sun, there's enough energy, so they would buy something else, they would just put it, and then they will destroy the system. So you must teach them properly what is a charge controller doing, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. If it was designed for this kind of loads, that they should not buy any other loads and just plug it into the system. And they should take care of cleaning the solar panels. If they see some indication on the charge controller that if the battery is getting low, they should stop using some of the lighters. So this kind of things, you should really teach them properly, and so they can take care of it themselves. Because they cannot just call you anytime they have a problem. They are maybe in a remote village and they don't have this luxury. So you have to spend time really to teach them how the system works and how they should maintain it, what they should be careful. So this is very important. And so you should advise them properly from the beginning. You should select good components that lasts for many years, especially in a remote village. And you should show them how they should maintain it, how they should take care of the system. Then it can last longer.
Okay, yeah. So to sum that up, it's three important pillars to make sure that PV systems are working properly. It's the research at the beginning, spend time on checking the data, what is required.
Yes.
Checking the situation, what the users want to do with the system, then doing the actual design, selecting the components that fit to the purpose and to the budget.
Yes.
And then finally educating the client. And I find that is probably as important as the whole planning.
So exactly.
Making sure that the whole planning is still true when they have the system, and that they are not changing plans now that they have energy or
In fact, it's very important, the last one, because they give you all the information that they know, and you designed it properly, you installed it properly, and you should also give them the information that they need to take care of the system. Because if you don't give them all the information, maybe they will think that, okay, as long as there's a sun, there is abundant energy and there's unlimited energy. So they can bring their neighbors to charge their mobile phone, they can buy anything from the market and put it, because they will think, okay, there's a sun. So you should really give them the information that they need to know. You should really educate them very well. You should spend as much time as possible in indicating them the same time that you spend for installing it. So the last item is very important, and from my experience I have quite learned from this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone makes mistakes, I'm sure.
Definitely.
can you tell us when it's good when systems work, but you definitely will make mistakes on your way to being a good installer.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something, any project you remember in your career where you made a mistake or a mistake happened afterwards where you say now this could have been avoided? Anything that you remember?
Yeah, so this kind of things happens especially when you are installing a lot of systems at the same time, so you don't take your time to really instruct the customer how to take care of it. So you just, I remember in a village, we would go install just 2-3 lighting system and then we would just go away. But maybe in a village, then they have, sometimes they have a special celebrity or some festivity, so they stay the whole night with the light on, and then after some days, the battery is really very, very low, and then they would call you after 1 month or 2 months that the system is not working. And by the time you come and check, most of the time they will be honest and tell you, okay, because you have to tell them that, did you overuse the battery? And they can tell you that, no, they haven't. But some people, they tell you, yes, we had this kind of celebration, or we had some... something, and we stayed the whole night burning the light, and then maybe this could be a reason. So this is the typical mistake that happens, that once you install them, if you don't give them the whole information, and they can just overuse the system, that you have a problem at the battery side at the end. Mm. So this is a typical that I would find it. By not giving them the right information at the end, they can abuse the system actually. And they don't know that they're abusing it, but they abuse it because they don't have the information. And so at 1 or 2 months, you have a dead battery and you have to replace it. And so it's important to give them this information at the end.
Mm. What are typical mistakes while designing the PV system? Anything to avoid there when calculating and selecting the components?
Yeah, I think one typical mistake is just whatever the customer gives you the information, just to take it as it is, because you have to guide them so when they give you the information. For example, they can tell you that they need a light system or they need a television that works 24 hours. And so just because they tell you 24 hours, you should not write it 24 hours. You should talk to them and then ask them, do you really need 24 hours? You have to explain to them that it works 24 hours, but you don't switch it on 24 hours. And so you have to, the information that you get, you must question the information and make your knowledge and then guide them or correct them. And sometimes to avoid is also, maybe they have incandescent lamp, which is not very efficient, an old one, and they can tell you that I have this light. And so you can tell them, don't use this light because it consumes a lot of energy, so you will need a very big solar panel. And maybe you can buy an efficient LED light, which has the same light output, but consumes very less. So this is the thing that you have to advise your customer during the designing side. Another mistake that sometimes happens is also you make the design yourself, so you know how much panel you need, how much battery you need, and then when the customer, they can tell you, okay, I will buy this myself, and then they would just go to the market and buy themselves, he would install it. This brings a lot of mistakes because they would just consider the price and then go to the market and buy the cheapest one, and the cheapest not always the best, not only that on the quality, but sometimes on the compatibility. So especially in the market now, there are this 60 cell modules, mm. which I use it for grid connecting systems in Europe, and relatively they can be a little bit cheaper than the 12 volt or 24 volt cells. So these are maybe cheap, but they are not compatible with the normal charge controllers. They need a special charge controllers at the MPPT. So when you make the sizing, you also have to select the right component yourself. Maybe they have a chance to buy it, but you have to specify exactly what type of solar module, what type of charge controller, what type of battery. All these things you have to be clear and specify it. And so this happens also that you just give them this information, they go to the market and they pick and buy the cheapest one and not the compatible one.
Mm.
So you must be able to follow it up until the end that they have the right component, they have the right quality.
I think that can not only happen when the client buys the components, that can only happen when you're not an experienced installer, hey?
Exactly.
When you go to the market and you think, okay, charge controller is charge controller, and then you got the wrong type or the wrong type of module.
Exactly. This happens also, then it's a waste of money because you go to the market, you buy something which is not compatible, it doesn't work, so you have to scrap it and then buy another one. And so it's very important also for the installers to understand the technique, the technology very well, and then make a proper decision on the components.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is very important.
It sounds really difficult because there's so much to consider. There's like you don't know what the customer will be doing. You don't know if the data is correct that you're using to size. You don't know, you need to see that you can get the components, that the components fit. So it's a lot of like factors that can cause mistakes and malfunctioning of the system.
Exactly.
So it's a bit difficult to put everything together.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you already told a lot of information. Maybe as one last question, what would be one piece of advice that you would give a new installer or someone who's a bit overwhelmed by the amount of knowledge you need and how it's so difficult everything, what would you give them to encourage to continue with the solar industry?
Yeah, so I think maybe there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of information, but it doesn't mean that you need all of this way to start. So you can start from a small pieces and then from there you can build your career. What you need to do, you have to have a clear procedures on how you work. So collecting information, this is just one simple things. Whatever information you don't have to collect at the beginning, maybe whole building, a factory, which has thousands of loads, but you can start with a simple load, which has only one light and one television. This is simple. Once you have to collect information and then just make a use of a simple tools to make a calculation. This is also not very difficult. There are available free calculation tools which you can use them. And then start from the simplest and then build it from there. So it doesn't mean that you need all the information to start anything simple. Start from the simplest part, just one light, one mobile phone charger. From there, you can build up and build your experience and then build your career. So don't be afraid of the whole information. For anything, there is lots of information for anything that you need, but you can start from the simplest and from there, you can just build up easily. This is my advice.
That's a pretty good advice.
Yeah, so don't be afraid of the whole information. Just start from the simplest thing. And there's always a starting point from here for anything. From there, you can just build up.
Okay, thank you for sharing that.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
It was super interesting talking to you. Thanks that you joined the podcast, Rusam.
Yes, thank you too for inviting me for this podcast. And I'm happy if I could have transferred some knowledge to my colleagues. And I'm available anytime. I mean, I'm sure they know Faisan. If they know Faisan, they can contact us anytime. We're happy to support them technically, or any questions that they have, they can always contact me. And I would be happy to support.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you too.